Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. It's reported it was a junior Newcastle Knights player who tragically lost their life in a car accident near Cessnock last night. Emergency services were called to a private road at Pelham Main at about 11:15 and found a Subaru Forester had hit a barrier. A 17-year-old had been thrown from the front passenger seat and suffered critical injuries. He died at the scene. A 17-year-old driver was taken to the John Hunter Hospital. The Newcastle Herald reports it was Curry junior player Elijah Falua who was killed. The Newcastle Knights are yet to comment. Some essential maintenance work on the Sandy Hollow Bridge is getting underway. There'll be changed traffic conditions on the Bylong Valley Way at Sandy Hollow, so Transport for New South Wales can carry out the work starting on Monday that will take around 3 weeks. The work includes structural repairs and installing temporary supports. During the work, the bridge will remain open with the occasional single-lane closures and a temporary 40km/h speed limit in place. Occasional bridge closures of up to 15 minutes may also take place throughout the last week of work. All the details are at our website. Cessnock City Council officially opened a $4 million new playground. The Bridges Hill Park Playground is set against the backdrop of the Broken Back Ranges and includes a viewing platform, new pathways, the children's bike track, a huge sky tower, all with an Indigenous theme. Hunter MP Joel Fitzgibbon was at the opening earlier this week and says it's well worth a visit.
It's really a regional park. It's an outstanding thing and full marks for the council and its outdoor workforce. It's really something to be seen. So I encourage Upper Hunter residents, if they're ever in Cessnock, come and have a look at Bridges Hill Park. It's pretty impressive.
And Singleton will be firing up the fun at the end of May with the Firelight Festival making a comeback. There'll be food, live entertainment and vibrant performances on May 29 in Singleton's Town Centre at Burns Lane. Burns Lane is closed from Monday to motorists as new artwork, lighting and street furniture is installed as a part of the Living Laneways program to light up Singleton ahead of Firelight. The Benguela Hunter Valley Group 21 Rugby League season is almost about to start across the Upper Hunter. The Singleton Greyhounds have their official launch tomorrow night with a very special guest speaker. Kerrod Holland will be at the Albion Hotel for the launch. Kerrod is a former Bulldogs player who started his rugby years with the Greyhounds. The launch kicks off at 6:30pm. I'm Jessica Rouse and that's your latest local news and sport.